This is the world-famous Bill Hendry Show.
We decided to form a Tea Party caucus for one very important purpose.
I think that Levi's actions will speak louder.
I feel bad that they made this about her.
I forgot he was black tonight.
And that's just the way it is.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast here at the El Pacifico, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. On this show, truth is our bitch, and we'll take you anywhere we need to take you and beyond to find it even through that old looking glass. 877-876-PHIL is the number. And you can also watch us right now on live streaming video at philhendryshow.com. And if you don't have a backstage pass to watch and to get the downloads, not only of our shows tonight and over the past week, or to watch our five-day video archive, but also to get hours and hours and hours of downloadable audio from our archives of the Phil Hendry Show going back many years, then you just aren't living life. You just are not enjoying the best part of life, my friend. So go over to our website, philhendryshow.com, and get your BSP. We again thank our very dear friend Don Mixer for being with us last hour, talking about the Mel Gibson case. We're going to move into the area of the GOP caucus that has defended the Tea Party, saying it is not racist. I think you heard just a taste there of, if you'll pardon the expression, taste, when we're talking about Michelle Bachmann. But anyway, here is Michelle Bachmann as she explains the purpose of the new congressional caucus, the new GOP caucus defending the Tea Party. It is not racist.
We decided to form a Tea Party caucus for one very important purpose, to listen to the concerns of the Tea Party. Now, what we are not the mouthpiece of the Tea Party. We are not taking the Tea Party and controlling it from Washington, D.C. I am not the head of the Tea Party, nor are any of these members of Congress the head of the Tea Party movement. The people are the head of the Tea Party movement in all of their forms.
All right, let's get on the line here. Larry Grover. Larry is with the Conservatives of Kirk County and has been a longtime contributor to our program on political matters. As Larry joins us this evening from Culver City, California. Larry, good evening.
Good evening, Bill.
What do you make of Michelle? But now, before you say anything, let me just read to you a little bit of this story. A group of two dozen House Republicans led by Michelle Bachmann officially launched the Congressional Tea Party Caucus on Wednesday, strongly defending the grassroots conservative movement as a positive force in American politics and repeatedly insisting it does not have racist motives. Many congressional Republicans have long associated themselves with the Tea Party activists who emerged during last year's stimulus and health care debates and sharply opposed President Obama's agenda. But Bachmann's move to create this caucus formalizes their relationship with the GOP. What do you make of that?
I'll tell you, Phil, as a conservative of Kern County, and that is in every sense of the word, I was born and raised in the Central California Valley. My values are conservative. And I am not beholden to any political party. We've supported Republicans in the past, but our movement, and now we have officially aligned ourselves with the Tea Party movement, our movement is about getting things done in Washington. She says that the Tea Party movement is not racist. No, it is not racist. I'm a white man, and I do believe that white people should be given a little bit more support in the national political agenda. I very proudly say that. If that makes me a racist, I guess I am. But I don't wish anybody ill will. I don't wish any blacks ill will. I don't wish any Jews ill will. And I don't wish any Mexicans ill will. But I do hope that the white people of this country start to get their fair share. And because of that, I very proudly align myself with the Tea Party. I say that I'm not a racist against others. I'm a racist for whites.
All right, well, a lot of people are going to have a hard time understanding that, because when you say that you're not a racist against people, you're a racist for people. The definition of a racist is one who believes that one race is superior or another inferior, and you'd have to be redefining that.
No, I don't think I'm redefining anything. I don't think that I'm superior. I'm saying that I support my race. There's only one people that I care about making sure that they get taken care of, and that's the white people of this country. And white people have been gradually moved out of the mainstream, If I say to you that I'd like to see a white man become president, it doesn't mean that I don't like having a black man president. It just means right now I'd like to see a white man as president of the United States. If I say to you that I'd like to see the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants of this country have some legislation that's aimed at them and have them get the United White People College Fund, and I'm not calling, and somebody is going to call me a racist. And
well, you've called yourself a racist.
I'm not a racist. I don't burn crosses, Phil. And I don't go around telling people that they don't have a right to be anywhere. I don't believe that. I just believe that our white race has been pushed around over the last, you know, and I think the Tea Party knows it.
And are you saying that your view of race is somehow somehow conforms to the Tea Party?
I think that I'm very comfortable in the Tea Party movement. I'm not saying I don't speak for the Tea Party movement. I'm very comfortable in it, and I think the Tea Party movement simply says, okay, we got the blacks got some. We've taken care of the blacks. We're taking care of the Mexicans. We're taking care. When are we going to take care of our white people? When are we taking care of the white race? So if that makes me a racist, I guess I'm a racist.
Let me ask you something. You said white Anglo-Saxon Protestants.
That is correct, yes.
All right, I'm a Catholic of Irish extraction. Am I a white man?
You are, of course you're a white man. You're saying what? You're saying...
I'm saying that you say white Anglo-Saxon Protestants.
I'm saying that the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant is the germ, it's the core of the white man. But I'm saying that, and by the way, Phil, you mentioned that you're Irish. I've got a lot to say about that. But the germ and the core of the white people are the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. Now, you said you're Irish. Do you know that the Irish used to be portrayed as monkeys in the press?
And yeah, I say in the 19th century, yeah, exact. So does that mean that you're in favor of Obama looking like a monkey?
No, I don't think that. I think that I look at a cartoon and I think it's funny, and I say, well, that's President Obama. He looks like a monkey, and I laugh. But the Irish people were made to look like monkeys, too, and I don't hear anybody addressing that.
And that was over 150 years ago. That was a long time ago.
No, it might have been a long time ago, but I'm saying something about it now, because as a white man, I'm glad that I'm finally able to say that I have allegiance to my whites, and that I'm trying to help my whites the best way I can, because it's been a very difficult time, a very difficult period for whites, and we have gone through a lot, and we have lost our homes, we've lost our jobs, we don't have the money that we used to have, and we're out of work, and no one's taking care of the white. And so, to that end, I will be a part of whatever movement I think pushes forward the agenda of the white man.
And you say the Tea Party does that?
I think the Tea Party comes the closest to any of them in recognizing the needs, the special needs of whites and what they've been through, and to try to help whites raise their living condition. Again, I'm not here to denigrate or downtrod anybody. I just like to say, on behalf of the white people, that I'd like to see them get their fair share. And if that makes me a racist on behalf of whites, well, then that's what I am.
Larry Grover joining us here, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We were talking about the Tea Party, and the fact that the GOP caucus says that it is not a racist organization. And you're claiming, Larry, that you're not a racist, but you're saying that you are in favor of whites, and
I'm in favor of the white man advocating for whites so that the white race is not marginalized to the point where it's no longer something to... I'm proud of my white people, all right? Now, the Tea Party, they can be proud of whites or not, but I'd like to see some legislation put forward.
What kind of legislation are we talking about that's going to help white people?
Well, you know, you're saying what kind of legislation will help white people. What kind of legislation helps black people? education, get a bank loan. I'd like to get some of the same things that the blacks have, bank loans and cars. If it's a free car, I don't know how it works.
No, there's no free cars, okay?
Well, whatever it is that they've given to Mexicans and blacks, I'd like whites to get too. So if they get a house or a free house or however they're working this out with a lot of these people, I'd like to see that for my whites. Because right now I don't think my white people are...
You call them your white people. What do you mean by that?
What do I mean by what? I call them, it's my race, my white race. And I'd like to see my white race get bank loans and free cars the same way blacks and Mexicans get.
There's no free cars, man. I don't know where you were hearing that.
They had that junk, whatever that thing was that...
The junker car, I don't know. Hold on the line here, Larry. All right, Larry Grover from the citizens of Kern County he's comfortable with the Tea Party Caucus because he believes that it's time to speak up for the white race. He says he's not a racist, but he is very much in favor of white people and getting white people what it is they need. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We got Larry Grover from the conservatives of Kern County. And a self-avowed supporter of whites. And we'll be back talking to Larry here in a moment on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show with me, Larry Grover from the conservatives of Kern County. We're talking about the recent GOP caucus defending the Tea Party, saying that it is not racist. And you agree with that, Larry, even though you are a very much proponent of the white race. I must say that you're different from a lot of white, so-called white races I've spoken with. There's a lot of hatred or dislike of minorities.
I'm not going to waste my time, and I think that's what has happened to our white people is they've wasted their time being opposed to Jews and blacks when we should be in support of our white race and what we need. And I say whatever the Jews and the blacks and the Mexicans get, I say whites get too. We need, for instance, grants. And to that end, I'd love to speak with Congresswoman Bachman about grants going to white-owned businesses. I think she'd be receptive. I think she would listen.
You know what? Can I interrupt you here for a second?
Go ahead.
I think if Michelle Bachman entertained a meeting with people who are advocating white-only business loans?
No, they're not white-only business loans. I'm saying they're business loans that go to whites just like they go to the blacks, is what I'm saying.
Well, I'll tell you right now, in my opinion, it would be political suicide for her to talk to you.
When you say political suicide, Mr. Henry, you're out of the loop on what's going on in this country. White people are really upset that they don't have... Is there an office of white culture? No, there's an office of multiculturalism on a lot of these school campuses. There are minority business loans, but are there white business loans? No. There is the United Negro College Fund, but there's no United White Man College Fund, and on and on and on it goes. The support of...
Well, what do you mean by what? When you say white culture, the office of white culture?
I mean those aspects of the white race which we brought to this country. We keep hearing about what others brought to the country. We brought some things to this country. We brought in terms of the culture. And one of the things we brought to this country was the actual idea of having a country.
And I'm the reason why I'm saying this...
No, don't. You've got to hear this.
No, I know what you're saying, but the reason I'm saying this is if we begin to nitpick every single thing that everybody did, then we're not going to get anywhere, are we? We're going to say, oh, the white people brought this and...
Well, I'm not even saying that, but when we talk about swimming, white people brought swimming as a competitive sport to America, and what we get for our trouble is we're told that swimming kills blacks. Now, I'm not blaming black people. But I am blaming those people that would blame us for bringing swimming to a country that has killed black people.
Do you know why black people drown when they swim?
Yes, I do. I have my theories.
Well, the reason is because of the lack of education when it comes to swimming in those neighborhoods. It's got nothing to do with biology or physiognomy or anything like that. It doesn't have anything to do with it. It has to do with whether it is acceptable as a sport or as a survival instinct. Let's take a phone call here. Ernest in Detroit, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Phil, my comment is,
yes, sir.
Larry's also on the radio, and I think he simplified the biggest problem with racism it is, because he's a racist without knowing it. Anytime you categorize a person according to color, religion, foot size, or anything, that's a part of being racist, and we need to cut that out and start being the people instead of categorizing everything.
I don't think that's true, Ernest. I think that when you have the United Negro College Fund, I don't call that racist. I just want to have the United White Man Fund. I think when you
White
have
Man
the,
Fund, why it just can't be all? I mean, why does color have to come to it anyway? I mean,
well, that's a very good question.
To the color point, hold on, wait just one second. Getting to the color thing, a black person is the one that really needs the help as far as anyone, because we were brought to this country with nothing. We had no family. We didn't come over here with no money, no nothing. We the only one. We really are the only person that should get some kind of help, because we was put in America with nothing.
Well, yeah, but in the process of that, white people got stripped. They started taking stuff away from whites and giving it over to the black people. And without
they
even
started
a thank
taking
you,
stuff from white people, giving it to black people.
In what sense are you saying, Larry? When did that happen?
When did that happen? I told you guys, when a black person drowns, they blame white people for making swimming, for having swimming.
Well,
and that I don't
person,
think is fair.
What drowns blame a black person for not being able to swim?
They blame the white man for bringing swimming to this country.
Let's be real about this. Let's not start making things up. See, now what you're doing there is exactly what you're blaming black people of, blaming the white man because he drowned because he didn't know how to swim. And it ain't like that. That's the same thing that you're doing right now.
But no, sir. Hello? Please don't blame me.
I got to jump in here. Larry, I've never heard anybody say the white man is to blame because he brought swimming to America. I've heard people say that it is tragic because teaching kids how to swim in some black neighborhoods is not a priority, like it may be in a white neighborhood as a survival technique. Okay.
Well, no, you're making it sound politically correct. I'm simply saying that I don't think I should have to apologize because I brought swimming to America.
What do you mean you brought swimming to America? How do you bring swimming to America? The Indians were swimming.
All right. Well, you didn't want me to bring up the Constitution and the form of government that was invented by whites.
You know something, Larry? I don't know if, in point of fact, it was. Are Jewish people white?
I don't. There were no Jews that signed the Declaration of Independence that I know of.
Were there Jews in the Continental Congress?
Mr. Henderson,
were there Jews in the Continental Congress?
Well, I know that there.
And were there black people in the Revolutionary Army?
Yes, there were. Yes, there were. And they were very brave. And they fought for the country. But the white people were the ones that were in Philadelphia getting all the money and everything for it.
Yeah, and so there were black folks who would have loved to have been in the Continental Congress, but weren't allowed to be in the Continental Congress. So they went and they fought in the army.
I think you twist history so that you denigrate the white. And all I'm saying is, why can't I back up a white man every now and again?
Anyway, Ernest, thank you for your call. I think we preempted Ernest there. I apologize for doing that, sir. 877-876-PHIL. We've got about 40 seconds left here in this hour. I'm going to take a break here in a few seconds, but I want to ask you, Larry, because I'm a little disturbed by our conversation having to do with the founding of the country, okay? And I think that people are constantly bringing this to the fore. They're saying that you know, whites invented this form of government.
Well, they did.
We don't know what black people might have brought to the conversation because we never allowed them in on the discussion. Do you understand what I'm saying? You say that white man brought this.
What are you talking? The form of government, the representative form of government that we have was brought here by a white man. There's nothing against that.
No, but we don't know what we have is purely the result of European culture and what might have been had we allowed other people in on the discussion. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Larry Grover with us from Conservatives of Kern County. He calls himself a white man.
Phil Henry.
I am a white man.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
On the line with me is Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. Now, Larry, this is an example, you said, of the kind of white cultural music that you would want to hear in some of these white cultural offices on campuses.
I'm looking at examples of white culture, yeah. When you listen to Ray Conniff. What's
his name?
This artist is Ray Conniff. Ray Conniff. Now, the other question that I had was, Dennis Prager is a talk radio program. He has a whites-only phone number.
Dennis Prager has a whites-only phone number?
My understanding is Dennis Prager does, Art Bell does. And it would, I think, go a long way toward engendering a level of trust among whites who listen to your program, Mr. Henry, if you had a whites-only telephone number. We have so many things for blacks and Mexicans, and to that extent, Jews. We have nothing for whites in the private sector, especially the public sector. We fall all over ourselves getting free bank loans and houses and cars for blacks, but not for whites. And so
you think a whites-only phone number is going to make up for it?
No, sir. I'm not saying make up for it. I'm saying it would be a gracious step, sir, to have a white man phone number on your radio program.
Well, I got to tell you, it's not going to happen for a lot of reasons. 877-876-PHIL.
What? Give me one of those reasons, sir.
That I don't know whether the person calling is white or black.
I don't think there's anybody listening right now that would know that would have a hard time figuring out the difference between the sound of a white man and a black man. And
I think that's a racial stereotype that isn't true. Let me go to a phone call here. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Dominique in Denver listening on KTNI. Dominique, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Well, I just want to say there is no racial thing. We are all one race, the human race. And we're all in the same boat. I mean, it's just the way that you apply yourself. You know, if you apply yourself to certain things, then of course you're going to get that American dream everybody wished for. You know, we're not getting free cars. We're not getting, there's no jobs out here or nothing like that for us. We're in the same boat. So as far as him saying that it's, you know, it's a black thing or a white thing or a Jew thing, it's nothing like that. It's how you apply yourself. And believe me, if you apply yourself to the full extent, then you can have anything you want in life.
Well, all right. Can I make a statement, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
The lady, you're Dominique, is that right?
Yes.
All right. You know that. Do you know any white women named Dominique? I don't think you do.
No, I don't.
Difference. Okay, so there's a difference between whites and blacks.
Right.
We don't name our kids Dominique.
And, well, what right. difference does that make?
I want just one more example. Tell me if you like this music or not. If you do, then... Can you hear this, ma'am? Do you like that?
Well, play it for her. You can't...
Begin the beginning. You know that song?
No.
What's your point?
Did the lady like it? Do you like it?
No, that's just a song. I mean, that's here and there. We're not talking about a song. Well, that's white. So do you like black rap? Do you like rap? Do you like R&B?
No, I don't. No, I don't particularly like it, no. I mean,
Do you like Eminem?
He's the white kid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Eminem. I do. I'm not a racist.
See, that's difficult for me. He's white, so I want to like him, but I don't.
Well, what does that mean, man? Think about that. He's white,
my name
but
is
you...
not Dominique. I'm Dominic. My name is Dominic, not Dominique.
Well, okay. Is it spelled D O M?
D-O-M-I-N-I-C-K. And I know that's not my name. I know that's something that it was gave to me, but hey, I'm living with it.
Well, I mean, I'm saying, do you know any white man named Lionel? No, you don't.
No, I don't.
All right. That's not the point, though, here. You know, we're getting sidetracked here, Larry. When you talked about the GOP caucus saying that the Tea Party was not racist, and you agree with that, right?
I do.
And you come on my program, and you say that you're not a racist. You just really support white people. Okay?
I do, Phil, yes.
Then why did you refuse to meet with Michelle Bachmann?
Michelle Bachmann is doing a great deal for the Tea Party, but she's Jewish, so I can't sit down with her. We're looking for a place where a white man can relax.
And Michelle Bachmann's Jewish.
I'm assuming she's Jewish because of her last name, yeah.
Dominique, thank you, or Dominic, rather. Thank you very much for your call, okay? Appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL.
Would you let the lady go because she didn't want her to be privy to the nasty conversation we're going to have? Because that's what it sounds like.
Well, it doesn't have to be nasty. You know,
sounds like you're being very gentlemanly and letting the lady go. Are you going to start to call me anti-Semitic? Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yeah.
I'm not against Jewish people.
But you don't want to have a meeting with Michelle Bachmann because you think she's Jewish, even though she is in favor of the Tea Party agenda.
We wanted to have an office to have a meeting with a United States representative where we could sit and relax as whites. When I found out that Michelle Bachmann was backing this caucus, I said, here's someone we can break bread with, and then I realized the last name is a giveaway.
But you don't know that she's Jewish. She could be German. She could be anything. You don't know that that's a Jewish last name.
Well, 5 will get you 10 that the name Bachmann has some roots in the, European, medieval European history when Jews were, relocated to the Eastern European. I don't know. But I'm trying to play this down the middle. I don't want to be too... I know that a lot of people think I'm a racist because I happen to support whites. I know a lot of people think I don't know anything because I listen to Ray Conniff.
And that Ray Conniff music, man. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to another phone call, which wherever that may be, I don't know. Here is Danny on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Danny. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover.
How you doing, Phil? I'm hearing this guy talk. He is anti-Semitic.
Turn the call up, will you? Turn this caller up because I can't hear him.
This guy is anti-Semitic. He's a racist. He doesn't know what the Tea Party movement is.
Just because you say that doesn't make it true. Just because you say
I'm not saying it. I'm not a racist.
I just support
I'm not
rights.
Saying it. You're saying it. You're saying it yourself.
How?
You're saying it yourself.
If being a racist is supporting whites and the white agenda, or not the white agenda, but the
let
white
me give
man.
You, let me give you a little. I'm going to give you some education right now.
The
Constitution of the United States says that all men are created equal.
No,
not the white. No, no,
not the,
no,
the
no, 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 no.
Say that the Constitution doesn't
they
say that.
All men are created equal.
The Declaration says you don't even know.
The Declaration of Independence says that all men are created equal.
Right.
Not only white men are created equal. You know, the United States was made by immigrants. Every single man.
White immigrants.
Every single
No, not white immigrants.
Every single man that signed all the papers that were made in the time of the Revolution, were immigrants. They came here to make better lives for themselves.
The they were white immigrants.
Make life for the families. And that's the principles that they were putting out for everybody.
I don't disagree with anything that you guys are saying. I agree with everything he said.
Whites, blacks, Latinos, all of us.
Blacks that signed the Declaration of Independence?
We have the same right as you, the white man.
Let me ask the gentleman a question. Do you like this music? Do you? Yes or no?
I'm controlling the show.
Yes or no? Do you like it?
I'm a musician, so I like every kind of music. So,
all right, that's great. That's all I wanted to know, Phil. I can't take it anymore.
All right, thank you for your call. I'll take a break, or not a break. We got to move on to another phone call. Why am I moving on to another phone call?
Because I decided that guy was.
I'm going to be the guy that decides it. 877-876 Phil. Here is Kendall in New York City. Go ahead, Kendall. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover.
How you doing, Phil?
Fine, sir.
Okay, you can hear me fine without a problem.
I can hear you great. Yeah.
Okay.
I can hear the gentleman.
Well, the young man that you have on the phone at the moment, the one that you're talking to, he's very misguided and he has a lot of misinformation. First of all, if you want to talk about what black people receive, black people don't receive anything more than anyone else. As a matter of fact, throughout history, we've always received less. Okay. So I wanted to
What do you call the affirmative action?
Affirmative action. First of all, affirmative action was not invented for white people. It was invented for white females who could not get a job. That's why they brought affirmative action in. It wasn't for black people, per se.
What are you giving me, anyway? What is this guy handing me?
He's right. Affirmative action was originally for equalizing the workplace when it came to women.
Well, okay, but then they eventually gave it... I don't know about that.
It's true.
They didn't eventually give it to anyone. I mean, it's for anyone who wants to...
Black women?
No, women.
And it was white women at the time. Seeking, they were trying to get fair into the job market. Okay? Fair treatment within the job market.
Yeah.
So if you want to talk about even bank loans or anything like that, black people have been on the bottom of the totem pole for all of that. So you got to get the facts straight before you want to come on the air and say what's what.
But you can't deny the fact that nowadays you don't ever hear this on the radio. Do you?
I guess it depends on what radio station I plan to listen to.
Well, what's your point?
My point is that kind of music has been pushed out in favor of the hip-hop. And
you didn't answer my question when I said Eminem is white, and you said, well, you like Eminem, but you don't like his music. Isn't that the quandary you have, Larry?
What do you mean, quandary?
You got a white kid that is a hip-hop artist and one of the biggest-selling hip-hop artists ever.
You're trying to tell me... no, I don't buy it. Okay, so Ray Conniff might have had a black singer. That guy there blowing that horn might be black.
Oh, will you shut up? Listen.
Thank you, Bert.
Thank you very much, sir, for your call. Appreciate it. We're going to take a break. 877, the guy playing that horn might be black. 877.
Those are all black women singing right there. And you can.
877-876 Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back with Larry Grover. 877-876 Phil. On the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
How retarded.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And we are on with Larry Grover, conservatives of Kern County. And I'm told, Larry, you were at the Orange County Fair. Is that right?
We are at the Orange County Fair, Phil. It's just open. It's going to be on for another couple of weeks. We had a great time tonight. And
well, I it's good to talk with you, but I feel it's unfortunate that you come on the program with this attitude and this misinformation.
Mr. Hendry, I have not come on the program with any attitude.
You're coming on the show playing Ray Conniff music and saying to black people, do you like this? You're emphasizing difference. And one other thing, Michelle Bachmann is not Jewish, okay?
Well, it's still, I understand that, but we did go ahead and schedule with Mike Pence anyway.
Why Mike Pence?
I think that Mr. Pence is a safe choice given the questions we had about whether Michelle Bachmann was Jewish.
Why don't you? You don't call yourself anti-Semitic.
No, sir, I'm not.
Then why can't you sit down with her?
Because she's not white, Anglo-Saxon, Christian, as we view white to be. You know.
And I'm a white man, but I'm not.
Well, you're not the white Anglo-Saxon. You are of Irish descent. You are of Catholic descent. And at one time, this is unfortunate, but at one time my ancestors, Phil, had no problem characterizing yours as apes. Monkeys sitting on a keg of whiskey ruining our country. Now, whether this was true or not...
You know what? I'm not even going to lump myself into the category of oppressed immigrant because there's no comparison. Black people and Jews and women have had it horribly in this country. At the bottom of the list, black people.
All right. Well, you know, if you want to drink the Kool-Aid, you know.
Oh, here we go with the Kool-Aid.
Well, you're drinking the Kool-Aid. If there's a black, whatever blacks get, we want. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you just heard about three or four people say they ain't getting anything special.
What about the affirmative action?
You heard the guy say that was invented for white women.
That sounds like such bullcrap.
Okay, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Michael in Nashville, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Larry Grover.
I'm actually a white male from Atlanta, Georgia. I heard that mentioned earlier, something about some monkey sitting on something inside of Atlanta. I grew up on the south side of Atlanta. I come from poverty, just like, you know, most of the people around me, which were African American. Yes, sir, I am Irish. Yes, sir, I am Irish.
The monkey was the Irishman.
Okay, well, regardless, my point, I'm just calling in to give my point of view on the whole, the racism thing that we have going on. I don't have a problem with, supporting my race. I'm white, yes. Did I grow up in a predominantly black neighborhood? Yes, sir, I did.
Do you mind if I, underneath your comments, I want to listen to you, sir, but do you mind if underneath your comments I play Ray Conniff? Is he?
Will you knock it off? Go ahead, sir.
All right. Point blank, period. You know, everyone's about, you know, eliminating racism, But my point, me being a white male, small stature, not a very big guy. I'm 150 pounds, about 5'9".
All of a sudden, I'm getting this guy's weight and height. What is this, a prize fight? How tall are you, sir? How tall are you? Sir? Is the Irishman in Atlanta there?
No, he's not there. The poor gentleman was having a hard time with his phone. Thank you so much, Michael, though. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Shoshana in Chattanooga, Tennessee, listening to us on WPLZ. Go ahead, Shoshana. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, Shoshana, I was wondering. You
are
can
you
tell
a
people...
Native American?
No, I'm
are
not.
Are you Native people?
No, I'm not.
Yes, dear. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was wondering, you can tell a person's race by their name. What do you think I am?
Well, I think that you're black.
You think
no, you
I'm
didn't.
Black?
You asked her if she was a Native American.
I think you're white.
Is that your change?
You just said you asked her.
You're white.
I am white, and... When I got married,
you didn't. You said you thought she was an Indian. Then you said she's black.
No, I didn't. I said she's white. I said I hoped she was an Indian with a name like that. For her own protection, that's all.
For my own protection? Okay,
well, you're walking around with a name like that, you're going to have a lot of people think you think you're so special with some hippie name.
No, it's not a hippie name.
Whatever.
Okay, Larry... So, Shoshana, what is your point of view, dear? Go ahead.
My point of view is I just don't understand why he thinks he can stereotype people. I mean, honestly, if you...
I don't stereotype people. What I do is I stereotype situations. if I play this song and you like it, does that make you white? Yes.
I don't like it.
You didn't. Well, what do you mean you don't like it? I don't understand.
She doesn't like it.
I will tell you something, Phil, because they've done research, and so it's unfortunate that she would say what she said, because
it's unfortunate.
I know for a fact you do like it.
No,
did you say you were white or didn't you? You said you were white.
Yes, I'm white.
So it's okay, then it's impossible for you not to like this.
Will you shut up with that music?
How impossible is it that I don't like that music? It's gay. It's stupid. There's no point to that music.
So in other words, what you're hearing are a lot of proud white voices singing, and you call them gay?
No, I think that's stupid. They're stupid. There's no point in that song.
What do you mean, no point?
There's no lyrics. They're going ba 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 da. There's nothing going on with that song, man.
Oh, well, okay, Jackson. You know, flip me some skin. What an ass. You've polluted the white race tonight, Mr. Henry. You've polluted the white race.